Hi, this is John Schaefer. You're listening to WNYC's free podcast of New Sounds. Streaming audio or MP3 download available when you want at WNYC.org and on iTunes. This music by Jessica Meyer is full of the sounds of Appalachian fiddling. You hear those open intervals that we associate with American string band music. But Jessica Meyer doesn't actually play the fiddle. I mean, this isn't a violin, it's a viola. And the piece is not folk music, it's her own composition, and it's a sort of a one-woman version of chamber music because it's multiple violas looped one atop the other. And the piece is a good example of this confluence of traditional Americana sounds on the one hand and a kind of contemporary chamber music on the other. And that's what we'll be listening to on tonight's edition of New Sounds. We'll hear some music from, for example, the guitarist Bill Frisell for the string quartet known as Brooklyn Rider. We'll hear some music from the string quartet Ethel, with the Native American flutist Robert Mirabal. We'll hear the modern mandolin quartet with violinist and composer David Balakrishnan, and lots more. I'm John Schaefer. We're going to get started on this edition of the New Sounds podcast with a chamber music work that's essentially a septet for pedal steel guitar and strings. The piece is called Steel Chords by Sasha Mattson. Mattson, a West Coast composer, who wrote this piece in three parts, and we'll hear the third of the three, which he calls Steel Dances. Doug Livingston plays the pedal steel guitar, an instrument more closely associated with country music and Western swing and other forms of Americana. But here it is in a kind of a chamber music setting, with the ensemble featuring some members of the California Ear Unit and the composer himself, Sasha Mattson, conducting. Well, if you're going to write a piece of music that features the pedal steel guitar, you might as well give that instrument the last word. Steel Dances is the name of this piece. It's the third movement of a three-part piece called Steel Chords by Sasha Matson, who wrote this piece for seven strings and one pedal steel guitar, played by Doug Livingston, Sasha Matson himself conducting the ensemble. And on this edition of New Sounds, we are listening to some Americana-themed chamber music, an idea suggested by the New Sounds staff of one, Karen Havlick. And Brooklyn Rider is the band that we'll hear next, the string quartet that began as part of Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Ensemble and is now out on its own. They still play with the Silk Road Ensemble, but as a string quartet, they've carved out a notable career playing contemporary music, occasionally the standard string quartet repertoire, and music from abroad and from right here at home. And the piece that we'll hear is a work by guitarist Bill Frisell called John Steinbeck, a work that evokes the prairies and the wide vistas of the American West, the vistas that John Steinbeck described so well in his writing. So here's that music from Bill Frisell, played by the string quartet known as Brooklyn Rider. That was the string quartet known as Brooklyn Rider, playing a piece written by guitarist Bill Frisell called John Steinbeck. And we're listening on this edition of New Sounds to this combination of Americana and chamber music. Jessica Meyer isn't actually literally doing chamber music in this next piece, but there are multiple layers of her viola. So when you have an ensemble of violas, it sounds like chamber music. In fact, she's doing it all herself, looping one viola atop the other. But the resulting sound certainly fits with our program tonight. The piece is called Source of Joy. And like Bill Frisell, Jessica Meyer has quite a variety of sources of musical joy, including Baroque music, Indian raga, flamenco, and yes, Appalachian fiddling, which you can hear some pretty clear echoes of at times in this piece. Here's Jessica Meyer with Source of Joy from her album called Sounds of Being. Jessica Meyer playing the viola, all of the violas, and the voice as well at the end of that song called Source of Joy, in which she sings joie, the French word for joy. That's from an album called Sounds of Being, and Jessica Meyer drawing on the many different musical styles that have influenced her, including Appalachian fiddling. In a moment, we'll hear some music from the cellist Eric Friedlander, whose music often has a strong Americana flavor to it. We'll hear the string quartet Ethel in a collaboration with the Native American flutist Robert Mirabal, guitarist William Tyler, and music from his most recent release called Modern Country, and a bit more, so stay with us. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to the New Sounds Podcast. You can listen to any New Sounds show anytime at newsounds.org. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, or follow us via the Symbol app, where we are WNYC_NewSounds. On this installment of the New Sounds podcast, we're listening to some chamber music with a strong Americana flavor to it. And up next is music by cellist Eric Friedlander. He's done a series of records over the years inspired by American roots music, or music that looks to string bands or other traditional American music. Sometimes he even picks up his cello and strums it like a guitar instead of playing it vertically and bowing it. This piece, called Nostalgia Blindside, comes from his recent record Nighthawks, and it features his bluegrass/chamber group Bonebridge. It's music from cellist Eric Friedlander.
Thank you.
That is the cellist Eric Friedlander and the Bonebridge Band from their album called Nighthawks. That's called Nostalgia Blindside. On this edition of New Sounds, some Americana-themed chamber music, and we have two very different string quartets coming up next with two very different solo guests. First, Ethel, based here on the East Coast and comprising the usual two violins, viola, and cello, with Robert Mirabal, the Native American flutist and writer and singer. Their collaborative record is called The River, and Ethel's cellist, Dorothy Lawson, wrote this piece called Gate. We'll follow that with the Modern Mandolin Quartet, which was based on the West Coast and featured two mandolins, the mandola and the mandocello. And their guest was David Balakrishnan, the violinist who founded the Turtle Island String Quartet so many years ago, and whose music often incorporates and moves freely between American folk idioms and classical composition. And their collaborative album is called Interplay, and we'll hear a piece called Shoka. First, here's the Native American flutist Robert Mirabal and the string quartet Ethel with a song called Gate.
Thank you.
Two very different string quartets with different soloists. The Modern Mandolin Quartet there with violinist David Balakrishnan on loan from the Turtle Island String Quartet, and a piece called Shoka from their collaborative record called Interplay. And before that, the string quartet known as Ethel, based here in New York, performing with Robert Mirabal, who's best known as a flutist, but he's also a writer, a singer, plays Native American percussion, a leading musician on the Native American music scene. And the piece we heard was called Gate, and it was written by Ethel's cellist, Dorothy Lawson, and taken from their collaborative record called The River. Ethel has done quite a number of programs over the years with a strong Americana flavor. And ditto for the Modern Mandolin Quartet in the years when they were active. They've been pretty quiescent in recent years, it seems. In a moment, I'm Gonna Live Forever If It Kills Me. That's the name of the piece from guitarist William Tyler. So stay with us. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to the New Sounds Podcast. You're listening to the New Sounds Podcast, and not all of our shows actually grow up to be podcasts. You can keep up with all the others at newsounds.org, where you can hear any program, anytime. This is music from William Tyler. He's a guitarist and composer who's done solo records, but occasionally has also done chamber music-y things, including a recent performance at Merkin Concert Hall for us in the New Sounds Live Ecstatic Music Festival series. This piece comes from his album Modern Country, done with a high-powered trio that includes percussionist Glenn Cochi and Megaphone's multi-instrumentalist Phil Cook, both of whom are composers in their own right. The piece is called I'm Gonna Live Forever If It Kills Me, from William Tyler. After that, we'll hear a solo work from cellist Eric Friedlander. It's a wordless song called Yakima, from his 2007 release Block Ice and Propane. This record by Eric is full of pizzicato-driven, folk-like tunes played in his own cello adaptation of finger-picking guitar or banjo. The ideas came from seeing a whole lot of America by way of national parks and small towns, and diners and parades, back when he was growing up on his family's annual summer road trips across the country. His father was a pretty famous photographer. So that music, Yakima, from Eric Friedlander, follows this music from William Tyler called I'm Gonna Live Forever If It Kills Me. Thank you. Chamber music meets Americana. That's Yakima from Eric Friedlander's record Block Ice and Propane. Before that, music from the guitarist and composer William Tyler called I'm Gonna Live Forever If It Kills Me. And that's from his recent release, Modern Country, including Wilco percussionist Glenn Cochi and multi-instrumentalist Phil Cook. And that will wrap it up for this edition of the podcast. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for listening to New Sounds.